one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. But he leads off with uniqueness about there's one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. I wondered myself as I studied along with this as a young man, and then later on in life as I grew up a little bit more and got back to this text of Scripture. And one of the studies that freed Hardeman was the book of Ephesians, and when we came to Ephesians chapter 4, I renewed my wondering once again with more earnestness. Why did he start off with, there's one spirit and one body, even as you're called in one hope of your calling? He just talked about what? Well, he just talked about, as a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation. We can't walk worthy of the vocation of the Lord without the recognition of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the way of the Spirit of God to teach us the work of the Lord. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, it is said that we bear witness of the Spirit, it bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Who really knows that I was serious when I confessed my faith in Christ, was baptized in water for the remission of sins? Who knows that my heart was really involved? Who knows that if it's just because people wanted me to be baptized, just because my family taught me to be baptized, just because my people there on that gospel meeting night, my song encouraged me to be baptized, and before I knew it, lo and behold, I was up front. Lo and behold, I was getting ready to be baptized. And before I knew it, I was in the water, and that's a part of my heart. That's all that I really had involved. Who knows? The Holy Spirit knows. Praise be to the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit declared to know that our spirit belongs to God. And if in fact, as I reflect back, and I know that we all can reflect back, in fact, I remember an old preacher teaching this particular matter and talking about it. He said, you know, if we say to people enough in an assembly, are you sure you turned off the stove this morning before you left the house? Are you sure that you did that enough? People would have to get up and leave. Some people would have to get up and go make sure, although we did it, although we think we did it, although we do it every time, the same way, did you really do it, is the idea. I know we can say about baptism, are you really sure that you obeyed the Lord? Are you really sure that you enjoyed His salvation from sin? Are you really sure spiritual thoughts were in your mind during that particular time? And I know that we can probably say it enough where somebody will say, I really don't remember. I really don't know what was going on when I obeyed the gospel. I really don't know. And I've had people to be baptized into Christ at various times of the week, day and night, and various things through the years, who just could not get that out of their mind. And if that's something that you can't get out of your mind along the way as you talk about this and study about this, then beware of the fact that you have sympathetic people around you who want you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. They really do want to help. And want to make sure that I really did obey the Lord. That I really am serious about this time of my baptism into Christ. Because that's an important matter. And when that's an important matter, he says, endeavor to keep this unity, the Spirit, in the bond of peace. There's one Spirit. I believe that's why he brought up the Spirit first. He, the Spirit, knows if we are truly walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we're walking. One Holy Spirit. That takes care of those who are in the seance businesses these days, who have the idea of various things to take place and various answers that take place and various things that come and speak and talk to us and so forth. The Holy Spirit is one Spirit. And there's one body. That body described in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. That body described as the one body in Ephesians 4 at 3 and 4 is the idea of the one church of our Lord. religious division sets up itself, and there are various new church names that are set forth. And there's division take place right and left around us. They have been that way ever since the time in which the 500s got to be here. Denominational names per se are not existent before that time. But at 500 or so, there's division that takes place, and there'll be a variety of divisions that take place in the years to come. And those divisions will set forth religious beliefs and ideals and practices like that to take place. And what we have to do is, we have to be people who embrace the Lord and embrace this unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I want to be at peace with God, and I want to love His right way. And this will bring about a unity unlike any unity that we know. When we have this kind of unity in a marriage, where we embrace one another, we care about the future and the hopes of one another, we care about the protection of one another, we won't be people who are out there looking at automobiles saying, you know, if I don't know if that tire is really on that car right or not. I don't know if those lugs are really holding that tire on or not. I don't know, but my wife's coming out, she'll drive it through and that thing, and I'll... No, we don't think that way. We think, wait a minute, hon, wait a minute. Before you drive that, you need to look at this thing. Be sure that this is okay. Be sure this is a safe vehicle to go. Why? We love that person. And because we love that individual, we don't want to see them hurt and harmed. We don't want to see their brokenness. We want that unity to be there, and that bond of peace to be there. And we want that to be the one Spirit of God, and there's one body. Let's not divide from that body and wear the names of men, and wear the names of creeds, and wear the names of evangelism's ideals. Let's be people of the Lord. We know that the churches of Christ in the New Testament of our Bible are the same people as the church of God. The church of the firstborn one. The church, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God's dear Son, those all terms. The bride of Christ, those all terms in reference to this one body of Jesus Christ.